at LK Mobile.
4-H Gigs, you finally on your way home?
For a little while. Left about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah. Glad you're heading home.
I got on White Horse Road and it was blocked up there by the train tracks. I didn't get that far. Highway 20, Grove Road there, it was backed up all the way to there, and it was backed up both directions, all the way to 123. So I went around. I don't know what was going on, but I did not want to get stuck in it.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't. Even though you had the detour, it's still probably better than sitting there in that.
Took a right and went up to East Washington Street, or Washington Ave, sorry. Washington Avenue, and that takes me back out to White Horse, almost to where 253 crosses over.
You need to be anyway.
Patrick.
It's a good day. Cut the day a little short. I had to go deal with some stuff at my father-in-law's house, open them out. But I had to meet an electrician up there at 5, so had to cut the day a little short, not bad.
You'll be on your regular schedule tomorrow, regular area.
You want to try to meet up?
Can, it's been a little while.
At least a month now.
But I'm looking forward to it. Got a couple things to tell you about. My route's changed a little bit, and just other stuff going on.
Look forward to catching up with you. I'll make plans to try to be there, but we'll touch base definitely as times get closer.
So Monday morning, I think it was Monday morning, I talked to Seth on the A2 machine, the Paris Mountain Repeater. And he held it all the way to the state line. It did really well, just about the same as this one does.
No.
Got in a little shadow around Cherrydale and around Paris Mountain itself, but I remember when he was going on 25 and got down by, I think it was 414, that kind of hit the low spot there, but he came right back out of it.
That dip right there at 414, and then you start coming back up. And you probably got it again right there where, is it Gap Creek? No, that's not Gap Creek. Can't remember the name of the road right there where the first decrepit bridge is at.
We're talking about, and we didn't seem to have any issues. He didn't say anything, said it was able to hold it the rest of the way. So that's good to know. I kind of was wondering if the repeater would hold up. Dave Watson said that that repeater was having issues, and it would, when you start using it for 10, 15, 20 minutes or so, it would end up cutting out. But it didn't do that to us, so I don't know exactly how long we talked, but it ID'd at least once, maybe twice.
I don't know. Maybe when we're over there on 123 on Mondays, or when I'm close by, we can use it.
Yeah, it was busy. There's a couple guys talking away. You know that morning crew, they don't let you get in. They're just yakking away and keying up really quick.
Roger that. Some of those guys, you just got to wonder.
Get the shop, because I believe that Monday's when you went to get your heat fixed. Who is the guy? AZE. Dude, he was talking and somebody else. They were having a good conversation. I didn't want to interrupt it, so we went over there.
That was probably Dude and Marshall or Brandon.
Remember, Marshall, I heard him this morning for the first time that I know of when I was getting ready, had the HT on. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We got other options, so that's what we did.
That's the nice thing about having other repeaters around. And, I mean, if somebody's on here and you got to make want to make a conversation, I typically just wait till they're done. I mean, most people don't stay way too long.
Big deal. I don't mind joining in, you know, but I'm not going to carry on a one-to-one when there's other people that were in there first and waiting around, you know, other than to make a quick call and move off frequency.
Sometimes that's all you can do is if it's something you, I don't say important, but something you, time-sensitive, let's put it that way, then that's probably the best thing to do. And I happen to know those guys on the morning crew. I know they'll pause for you.
I have no doubt that they would do that, and I could have jumped in, and it would have been fine. I'm not worried about that. I just don't like to jump in when there's other options.
For that, I understand. I'm the same way. I don't like to butt in other people's conversations. It's going to have to be something very important.
To rag on N0TR, then yes, I will jump right in. N4ZLK. Work. He must still be in the rain locker, as he calls it.
Miss Bernice, I know she had physical therapy today, and he may be helping take care of her.
I'll be hearing us itching to say something, but he can't get to the microphone.
Miss Bernice is probably sitting there listening and laughing as we're making fun of him.
Keep up with this, he might install a radio in the shower itself.
Don't have cameras. But I talked to him earlier today. They'd been to the doctor's office, and she had to have some blood work, and she was having physical therapy with the nurse there at the house, and they may be a little tired. He may not know what's going on yet.
Usually coming on the radio sometime around now, maybe a little after 8:30. I'll give him a shout, see if he was around. Harris is working on his. Did I tell you that? Or maybe I was telling Connor this morning. Harris has been studying, and he also downloaded a couple of Morse code apps he's been playing around with.
And Connor, I was listening. I heard it.
Jump in. I know you've met Connor. I'm not sure if you've talked to Seth, but I gotta get them. Or get them acquainted with other people, not just me.
While we're talking about stuff that I had no business being a part of, so I was just sitting there listening and enjoying the conversation.
Two young men who work at the same place would actually be on the road at the same time, so we could all talk on the radio, but some reason, they're all different times of the day.
Well, they're in different spots in life, and now that I think about it, I have talked to Seth when he's checked into the net, but that's it.
N4ZLK. Yeah, he seems to do really well. He's certainly not afraid of the mic like I was when I first got my license.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be. He seems to have a pretty good grasp on that part of it.
This part, or if I told you this, but it's Saturday or Sunday night, I can't remember, Seth texted me and said he was talking simplex with Connor. He was sitting in his driveway downtown Greenville, and Connor was at home. So I turned on the radio, and Connor and I can talk very clear, full quieting on simplex. And I could hear Seth way down on the noise, but I could make him out and make out most of what he was saying. Same with him. He could copy me. So that's what I would like. I'd like as many of us as possible to be able to communicate like that without a repeater.
Well, just from my 2 cents worth, and that's not worth much, if you go to 2 meter single sideband, if you can hear them on FN that good or that at all, you'll be able to make them out on sideband.
We'll just have to get him to get another radio. I get that 991A, will that do sideband? Need another antenna. We'll have to get a beam antenna. Directional. I don't know what Connor would do. He's in the middle of us. He looked it up. He said Seth was 5 miles from him, and I'm 15 point something miles from Connor. So Seth's a little over 20 miles.
Get another antenna yet, I would try all of you vertically oriented, as long as you're in the same orientation, You should do pretty good. Might not be perfect, but you can make contact.
That was Connor. That 857 will do sideband. That is correct, right? Yeah, that'll do sideband. I may have to try that.
It will do that. It's pretty much a shack in a box, just like the 991A is, just smaller form factor.
Have the antenna connected up to that one, the 857, for VHF and UHF. I've got that. I've got an older Kenwood in there, a tri-bander, sitting right next to it that I've got. That's what I use for VHF and UHF. And I basically just stay on CW on that 857.
897 also?
A 757. It's a older model from the 80s.
I was thinking the 897, but I was going to say if you had it, I'm pretty sure it does 2 meter single sideband also.
Have any experience with the 897? I could be wrong, but is that like a newer version or an upgrade from the 857?
Which one it is, I know it's about the same size as the 991A, and I don't know if it come out before or after the 857.
To run their numbers, I would say it probably came after, but who knows. Now they're jumping all over the place, up all the way up into the 6,000s, so who knows what they're doing now.
There's no telling how they're running those numbers, or were running them 100%. Just have to go back on EHAM and look up and see when it went into production.
All I can say is it's probably a good thing that I don't have a lot of money, a lot of extra money and a lot of extra time, because I'd probably have a bunch of radios.
Yeah, laugh out loud. I definitely understand that one.
Did the heater work all day?
It got fired up this morning, yes, but it struggled to fire up the first time this morning for some reason.
You said it's set up like a camper, and I don't really know how those are set up. Is it like a automatic pilot light that kicks on like my gas heat? There is no pilot light that runs. It's got an auto igniter.
Pretty much it. I don't light a pilot light on it. It's got a piezoelectric spark there that ignites it. So it would, but this morning it would ignite it and then it run for just a second and cut off. And it done that, I don't know, probably 5-6 times before it just took off. So it may be something with the fact that all the new parts on it from yesterday, but we'll see. We'll try it again in the morning.
Up in the cab, or is it back there inside the box?
And everything's back there in the box. When you come in the steps there, it's halfway down the left-hand side.
I'm wondering if had some air in the line or something in the fuel line. What did you have to replace to get it fixed?
The circuit board and the burner, you know, like on your gas grill. It's got the little burner in there underneath the grill itself. That had rusted out just from age and use. But the circuit board had got water on it, I guess, from sitting there. And where it was sitting, that was up for the Christmas break. I guess it got water in it somehow or another. And just corroded everything up. And so we had to put a new circuit board on it.
Is that something that the shop had in stock, or was that something you had to special order or run to a camper place and get?
A camper repair facility and a little store in my route, and they've become good friends. So that's where I get all the work done on the back of the box or anything like that. He takes care of all of it, the generator, any electrical or anything like that back there. Because anybody listening, if you ever need anything like that done camper-wise, I would highly recommend Ernie and Vanessa.
Is this the place you've been, you know, you took it down there a few months ago when it was having issues?
Last time I had it in the shop was for engine problems, so no, that was a different place. Ernie is the one that helped fix the rear end under it when it about came out. And then he done the door when it got punctured from somebody not securing their gates. And he put the AC units on separate thermostats so they would actually cool the truck in the summertime because they weren't doing a good enough job. I mean, it would be 80 to 85 degrees in there with them running wide open because of the way they were set up.
Have to explain that to me. If they're both running, why would a separate thermostat for each one make a difference? But I'm sure. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just think you have to tell me how that worked because I can't figure that one out. At least this time of night.
Well, the main thing is the way they were before, all the controls were right on the face of the air conditioners. And even the temperature sensor, it was stuck up in there. And it was causing them to freeze up. And that, therefore, they weren't cooling properly. So we moved the thermostats away from them to where it wouldn't freeze up like that. That was the problem with them. Once you separated that out, they started doing their job and were more efficient.
That makes sense. I was not even thinking in that direction. I just heard both of them are running full blast, but not cooling, not able to cool the camper until you put separate thermostats, so that makes sense.
Well, Shane, I am going to clear out of here. That way the repeater will go into net mode. It's after 8:30, and go in here and get set down and get ready to enjoy the net.
Thanks for talking. We will maybe I'll be able to check in when I get home. Hope you have a good evening, you and Elise, and we'll talk to you in the morning sometime. And 4ZLK 73.
And look forward to seeing you tomorrow. KO4HKX. I'll be clear.